Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 3 online courses on Udemy.com. In this recording, I may sound a little bit different because I'm just not feeling too good, and I may not sound like I usually do, but it's a great time to share this information. In this episode, we're going to talk about how witches create great timing. Someone I know, Cindy, was trying to do a prosperity spell. She noticed it was in the waning time of the month. So how could she do a prosperity spell that would draw money? When I'm talking about waning, I'm talking about the moon getting darker from the shadow of the earth covering it. Traditionally, this is not the time to create a prosperity spell to draw things to you. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, focus on the waxing or waning moon. A waxing moon is when the moon gets brighter. A waning moon is when the moon gets darker. If you want more of something, usually you do a spell when the moon is waxing because the shadow is getting smaller and the brightness is getting larger. So that is something that you want. You want the power to be strongest when you're doing the spell. However, in a waning moon, that's a time for a spell to be done for getting rid of things. And now our second insight. Use the 5-second rule. Mel Robbins, the author of the book, The 5-Second Rule, emphasizes that we take action in the first 5 seconds after we have a thought. Her point is, if you don't take action, the opportunity goes by like a leaf on a stream, and you miss it. The thought just leaves your consciousness. Writers know this. They get an idea, and they record it on a device, or they write it down. Sometimes you have a thought to call a friend, and then you call that friend, and they say that they were just thinking about you. Or maybe they just needed help at that point. When we talk about great timing, we're talking about taking a small action. Maybe you have to have an important conversation with your partner. You think of an idea and you write it down, so you get ready for this conversation. So the 5-second rule doesn't mean that you take a rash action. It just means that you take some step forward. And now the 3rd insight. Ask the goddess for insights about timing. Here's a prayer you can use. My Lady of the Moon, support me with insight and great timing. Lead me on my quest to be kind and to make a contribution. May my path be filled with light, love, and prosperity and joyful moments. So mote it be. You can use this prayer or something similar. Now let's pull this all together. Great timing is like a diamond. It has many facets. There are appropriate times to do ritual. You can use a principle like the 5-second rule, so you do not hesitate to take a step forward. You seize opportunity, and you don't let opportunities race by you like passing cars. And finally, connecting with the goddess helps you create great timing. And now I will summarize. The first insight is focus on the waxing or waning moon. The second insight is use the 5-second rule. And number 3, ask the goddess for insights about timing. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and just recently, my 11th anniversary edition of my book, Hidden Children of the Goddess, is now available on audible.com. And to go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can go to my websites, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 3 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. The second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the third one is Beyond the Law of Attraction to Real Magic. May all these help your journey. Blessed be.